Richland Bean Blossom School Board unanimously approved a 3-year contract for a new superintendent. Though the contract is nameless, it provides the new superintendent a salary of $130,000 annually. Now, that's about $5,000 more than what former RBB Superintendent Mike Wilcox reportedly earned. Wilcox resigned in June after miscalculating the school corporation's debt service property tax rate. The error resulted in an overcollection of $1.1 million. In Monday's meeting, School Board President Dana Carr said the board was extremely interested in finding a candidate with financial knowledge and experience. Board members have set their sights on Travis Madison, superintendent of Bar Reeve Community School Corporation in Montgomery, Indiana.
This candidate, in my opinion, has those qualifications, then some, which is definitely going to be helping us.
The RBB School Board approved the terms of the new superintendent's contract without discussion, but concerned community member Don Graham expressed a number of concerns during the public hearing on the contract, and he said the 3-year contract should be shortened.
And I would like to see the board change that from 3 years to 1 year here, just in case the new superintendent would not work out well. We could send him down the road and acquire another one.
Board President Carr said the best candidates for RBB superintendent would not want to uproot their families for a 1-year trial period. RBB's attorney Dave Ferguson assured Graham the contract includes cancellation terms should the school board need to terminate. Graham also asked Carr whether Madison, who comes from a much smaller school corporation, would be able to handle RBB.
While it is a smaller corporation than our corporation, everything that we do here, he had to do there, but that candidate does it without anywhere near the help that that candidate will have here, including the wonderful Dr. Sanders.
Graham also lamented the fact that RBB's assistant superintendent, Jerry Sanders, was not being promoted.
I was a little disappointed in the fact that we didn't seem to want to try to promote from within our corporation. It's no secret I got up at the last meeting and spoke for Dr. Sanders. I think he would have been a very capable superintendent. He would be able to step right into the position. This other guy is going to have to go through a learning process of how to handle everything. And it's not quite the process to choose a assistant superintendent as it is with the superintendent himself.
Current Assistant Superintendent Jerry Sanders offered no comment as Carr voiced his support for Madison, even though he didn't refer to him by name.
All I can say is that if this goes through, this meeting and the next, where the final candidate will be up for vote, I believe we will have the strongest central office we have had since I've been on the board.
The board will decide whether to make Travis Madison's RBB's new superintendent in a September 26 meeting.